Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and this episode is another Putting It Together episode as we put together the score of a musical using a variety of cast recordings. And this time, it is Once Upon a Mattress, with music by Mary Rodgers and lyrics by Marshall Bearer, and a book by Marshall Bearer, Jay Thompson, and Dean Fuller. In the summer of 1958, composer Mary Rodgers teamed with Marshall Bearer and Jay Thompson to write a one-act musical of Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale, The Princess and the Pea, as part of the entertainment for the Tamament Adult Summer Camp located in the Poconos. The roles were written specifically to match the talents of the resident performers at the camp, including Yvonne Wilder as Princess Winifred, who did a great impersonation of comedian Nancy Walker, and Milt Kamen as the king, who was a terrific comic but couldn't sing, but boasted that he was a fantastic mime. The show was written in just 3 weeks and staged by Joe Layton, and it was a hit with the camp patrons, so the creative team invited some friends from New York to come up to see it. Among those friends were designers William and Jean Eckert, who were interested in moving into producing. They loved what they saw and brought it to the attention of the Phoenix Theater in New York, who agreed to mount the show, but only if it was expanded into a full musical with two acts. In January of 1959, the team began 6 weeks of rewrites, bringing in longtime collaborator Dean Fuller to assist in expanding the show. At the same time, legendary director George Abbott signed on as director and casting of the roles began. Princess Winifred had been written for Yvonne Wilder, as I said, so she could do her Nancy Walker impersonation. And amazingly, Nancy Walker actually saw the show at Tamament, and now that it was going to Broadway, Walker was very interested in playing the role herself, but Abbott felt the role called for someone younger, a new fresh face for Broadway. Abbott's daughter suggested an up-and-coming comedian who had recently made a splash on several TV variety shows, and at that moment was playing at the Blue Angel Club in New York, named Carol Burnett. We all know how that turned out. Burnett, of course, was perfect for the role of Winifred, and it launched her to stardom. Maybe more interestingly, the casting of Queen Agravaine was more problematic. The best audition they saw was Jane White. The issue was that Jane was Black, and Abbott wasn't sure audiences would accept a black actress playing a medieval queen. So he made what would now be considered an outrageous request and asked her to come back and re-audition wearing white makeup. Jane White ended up being cast as the queen and did play the role in whiteface. And it's even more startling when you consider that her father, Walter White, was a founder of the NAACP and apparently never voiced an objection to her acceptance of the role under those conditions. Once Upon a Mattress, as the show was now called, opened at the Phoenix Theater off-Broadway on May 11th, 1959, to relatively positive or somewhat mixed reviews, but it was a hit with the audiences. The Phoenix Theater, unfortunately, had another show in its season coming in very soon, so Mattress needed to find a new theater quickly. So it moved to Broadway's Alvin Theater, where the review show The Girls Against the Boys had just flopped after only 16 performances, a review show that just happened to be starring Nancy Walker, of all people. But that didn't last long because Green Willow, the Frank Lesser musical, was coming into the Alvin Theater, which turned out to be another flop, and it forced Mattress out of the Alvin, which they then moved to the Winter Garden Theater. But then a revival of West Side Story needed that theater, so Mattress was on the move again, finally moving to the Court Theater, where it finished up its 490 Broadway performance run. The musical has had a very successful life in regional and community theaters around the country for years and years. The original production was soon followed by a London production starring Jane Connell, and there have now been two Broadway revivals, one with Sarah Jessica Parker, and most recently, this current season, with Sutton Foster. As well as three television versions, Carol Burnett played Princess Winifred twice on TV in 1964 and in 1972, while Tracy Ullman played the princess in a 2005 TV production, with Carol Burnett taking the role of the queen in that TV version. Well, we are now going to hear the entire score of Once Upon a Mattress using four cast recordings. We're going to use the 1959 original Broadway cast recording, of course, starring Carol Burnett as Princess Winifred, the 1960 London cast recording with Jane Connell as Winifred, the 1996 Broadway revival recording with Sarah Jessica Parker, and the brand new, just released 2024 Broadway Revival cast recording with Sutton Foster. So let's start with Act One of Once Upon a Mattress.
Lived a handsome prince with a gloomy face. For he did not have a bride. Oh, he sighed, alas, and he pined, alas. But alas, poor prince couldn't find a lass who would suit his mother's pride. For a princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You can recognize a lady by her elegant hair. But a genuine princess is exceedingly rare. On a stormy night to the castle door came the lass the prince had been waiting for. I'm a princess lost, quoth she. But the queen was cool and remained aloof, and she said, perhaps, but we'll need some proof. I'll prepare a test and see. I will test her thus, the old queen said. I'll put 20 downy mattresses upon her bed, and beneath those 20 mattresses I'll place one tiny pea. If that pea disturbs her slumber, then a true princess is she. Now the bed was soft and extremely tall, but the dainty lass didn't sleep at all, and she told them so next day. Said the queen, my dear, if you felt that pee, then we've proof enough of your royalty. Let the wedding music play. And the people shouted quietly,
hooray!
For a princess is a delicate thing, delicate and dainty as a dragonfly's wing. You can recognize a lady by her elegant hair. But a genuine princess is exceedingly rare.
Liked her.
So did I.
Why must every princess get the bird?
It's just absurd.
I never heard a test so difficult to pass.
Alas, alas, is what I lack. I lack, alas, alas, alack.
Throughout the land, no one may wed till though the shares is there.
Genuine certified.
Shouts the fight.
Tell us when you intend to send.
royal wife. None of the ladies are having any.
No one is having any. No one is getting any
younger.
And it's been God knows how long since.
We have an opening for a princess. For a gentleman, sir, of our princess.
We have an opening.
It won't be long, it won't be long, it won't be cause it can't be long before our dream comes true. Because you know I don't belong, and furthermore I shan't belong to anyone but you.
Soon the world will see me, a maternal bride to be. I know I mustn't worry, Harry. Still, I wish you'd hurry, Harry. Harry, marry me.
In a little while, just a little while, you and I will be one, two, three, four. Your smile on the face of my son to be forever hand in glove is the way I have it planned, but I'll only stay in love if the glove contains your hand. I can see it all down to every small detail. So I wish you'd look around until you found a castle in the neighborhood for sale.
Good luck, Sir Harry. Find me a wonderful princess.
I will not fail you, my prince.
Oh, Harry, come back to me soon. I love you.
I love you too.
In a little while, just a little while, you and I will be one, two, three, four.
In a little while, I will see your smile on the face of my son to be forever hand in glove is the way I have it planned. But I'll only stay in love if the glove contains your hand. In a velvet gown, you'll be coming down the aisle, and it's bound to seem as though the waiting's only been a little.
Sir Harry made a perilous journey over the mountains, across the Badlands, and into the marshland where the beautiful swamp lily grows. It took 3 weeks, and Lady Larkin had all but given up hope that he would find a true princess. Then one sunny morning in mid-April, when the crocuses were just beginning to dot the meadows, the lookout in the north round tower spied two distant figures approaching at full gallop. The alarm was spread. Sir Harry is back! Sir Harry is back with the new princess! Now let's see, how does that part go in the old story?
On a stormy night, to the castle door came the lass the prince had been waiting for.
That, of course, is utterly untrue. It didn't storm that night at all. In fact, it wasn't even night, and the princess only looked as though she'd come in from a storm.
You swam the moat.
Well, I was a little anxious. Well, who's the lucky man?
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you? Are you, are you, are you, are you?
Nani, Nuni, Nini, Nani, Nini,
no,
Nuni,
no,
Nani.
No.
Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me. Can't you see that I am just as embarrassed as you, and I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy. I confess it, I'm shy. Can't you guess that this confident air is a mask that I wear 'cause I'm shy? And you may be sure, way down deep I'm demure. Though some people I know might deny it, at bottom I'm quiet and pure. I'm aware that it's wrong to be meek as I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, all I can do is try. God knows I try, though I'm frightened and shy. And despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie. Because I'm actually terribly timid and horribly shy. Though a lady may be dripping with glamour, as often as not she will stumble and stammer when suddenly confronted with romance. And she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the lady's not as hard to please as she seems. Quite often she'll settle for something less than the man of her dreams. I'm going fishing for a mate.
She's going fishing for a mate.
I'm gonna look in every brook.
She's gonna look in every brook.
But how much longer must I wait? With bated breath and hook.
The lady is one man's child.
Don't worry, Your Majesty. We can keep a secret. The question is, can you?
Oh, we know you can't talk, but you manage to communicate.
We have only two voices among us, and yet there's a third voice, a voice in disguise. You'll be hearing a trio and not a duet if you listen with both of your eyes. Kindly, with both of your... We produce a unique and remarkable blend when we raise our three voices on high. We're in perfect accord from beginning to...
The king and the minstrel and I.
Yet if one of our trio should ever depart, then the others would languish and die. We're like three different people with only one.
The king and the jester and I.
Sing hey nanny nanny, hey nanny nanny, hi diddle diddle. Strike up a tune of love.
Oh, the cook claims she's missing one chocolate cream roll
and a fish that was ready to fry.
Guess who's dining on pastry and filet of... Sing hey, nanny, nanny, hey, nanny, nanny, needle and thimble. Crash us a clash on the...
It's been said of our king that his morals are loose,
but the queen is much worse on the sly.
Well, what's good for the gander is good for the...
Say the king and the jester.
The king and the minstrel. The...
And the...
We must think of a test that sounds fair, and looks fair, and seems fair, and isn't fair. Oh, when you got the idea of testing her for sensitivity, I could have applauded right out loud. But exactly what?
The table manners?
Oh, no, that's not good enough. Sensitivity. Sensitivity, sensitivity, I'm just loaded with that. In this one word is the epitome of the aristocrat. Sensitive soul and sensitive stomach, sensitive hands and feet. This is the blessing, also the curse of being the true elite. Common people don't know what exquisite agony is, suffered by gentle people like me. Just get your hands off me. Think up a tricky test for that wretched moat-swimming princess.
Madam, may I suggest? Maybe we ought to...
Don't take all night. I'm not well. I need my rest. Not that I ever sleep on that lumpy mattress or guard my back. Sensitivity, bane of royalty, that makes a torture rack. Oh, I hate to sound grumpy, but my nerves are so jumpy. I am sure I could feel any lump, even if it were under the mattress and small as a pea. That's the answer! Under the mattress! We'll test her tonight. One tiny pea beneath one thick downy mattress. Oh, God, you're bright. Any genuine princess would feel it. If she doesn't, she's through. Get the tiniest pea and order one mattress. No, make it two.
Why not five?
10, I think, would be plenty. Better still, make it 20. And to play it safe in the event, even that's not enough to ensure that she sleeps, we'll give her a soothing sedative, won't we? You can whip up a drink. Something stunning. Oh, but you're devilish. I love the way you think. She's insensitive, so insensitive, she'll fall asleep, no doubt. God, but you're clever, brilliant, a genius, you are divine. Get out.
I come from the land of the foggy, foggy dew. We're walking through the the meadow in the morning is like walking through glue. The swamps of home are brushed with green and gold at break of day. The swamps of home are lovely to behold from far away.
From far away.
In my soul is the beauty of the bog. In my memory, the magic of the mud.
Mud.
I know that blood is thicker than water, but the swamps of home are thicker than blood.
Blood!
That was so good.
Thank you so much.
Where'er I roam, my heart grows dank and cold. My face grows gray when shadows fall and I hear the call. Of the swamps of home. I hear it calling me now. It's calling me back. Calling me Winifred. Winifred, Winifred, Winifred. Who do you think you are, girl of the swamps? You have gone too far. Made of the marshland. Give up the struggle. Listen to the voice of the swamp. Gluggle, luggle, luggle.
Gluggle, luggle, luggle.
Where'er I roam, the whips of fate may smart, but deep down in my heart, one thought will abide and will ne'er be forgotten, though I search far and wide. There is no land as as the swamps of home.
The swamps of home.
Normandy is fine and fair, so Normandy is where we'll go. I can show you a beach where the peach blossom blows, and I know how to reach a man who knows a man who knows a cozy inn, a friendly place with rows of windows facing the sea. This time of year, the air I hear is rare and clear and warm. I know a meadow covered with mustard flowers, golden as the sun, where a wondrous thing can happen when an April day is done. There's a moment after the sunset when the sky goes suddenly green, and the world stands hushed and waiting for the first white stars to convene. When you see that emerald sky, you'll know the reason why. There's not another place I'd rather be. Keep your Eldorado and to hell with Burgundy. Come fly with me. Come try those wings. Come swift, for we have things to do.
Is there truly a beach where the peach blossom blows? Are you sure you can reach that man who knows that man who knows that cozy inn, that friendly place with rows of windows facing the sea?
This time of year, the air I hear
There's going to be an official ball tonight, and we're going to do that new dance, the Spanish Panic. It's all the rage in Venice. The basic step is flip your skirt, open, close, right, right, right. It's like a sword dance, only Spanish. Take partners, please. Prepare.
Just love it.
By the way, Dauntless, I don't think I ever told you. My full name is Winifred the Woebegone, but Winifred's too formal. You can call me by my nickname.
Winnie?
Fred.
Fred. Oh, what a beautiful name. So straight, so strong. So you. I like you, Fred. I like you.
You're just saying those words to be kind.
No, I mean it. I like. I mean I love you, Fred.
He is out of his medieval mind.
I'm perfectly sane and sound. I never felt better in my life. Everybody, everybody, everybody come and meet my incipient wife. With a girl named Fred. My reasons must be clear. When she shows you all how strong she is, you'll stand right up and cheer.
With an F and an R and a D and a D and an F-R-E-D, Fred, yay!
I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She drinks just like a lord. So come sing a merry drinking song and let the wine be poured.
Fill the bowl to overflowing, raise the goblet high. With an F and an R and a D and a D and an F-R-E-D, Fred, yay!
I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She sings just like a bird. You'll be left completely speechless when her gentle voice is heard.
Shibbity bop, shibbity bop, shibbity bop, bobbity
bidoo bow. Fill the bowl to overflowing, raise the goblet high. With an F and an R and an E and a D and an F-R-E-D, Fred, yay!
I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She wrestles like a Greek. You will clap your hands and wonder at her fabulous technique.
Shibbity bop, shibbity bop, shibbity bop, bobbity bidoo bow.
Fill the bowl to overflowing, raise the goblet high, with an F and an R and an E and a D and an F, R, E, D, Fred. Yeah.
I'm in love with a girl named Fred. She dances with such grace. You are bound to sing her praises till you're purple in the face.
Bravo, bravo, bravissimo, bravo, bravissimo.
With a girl named Fred, she's musical to boot. She will set your feet a tapping when she plays upon her lute.
Bravo, bravo, bravissimo, bravo, bravissimo.
She dot deep low.
Fill the bowl to overflowing, raise the goblet high, with an F and an R and an E and an E and an F, R, E, D, Fred.
With a girl named Fred, a clever clownish wit. When she does her funny pantomime, your sides are sure to split.
We just heard Act One of Once Upon a Mattress. We began with the overture played by the orchestra of the 2024 Broadway revival. And we followed that with Many Moons Ago with Daniel Breaker from that same recording, the 2024 Broadway revival. Then we had an opening for a princess, and that was David Aaron Baker, Jane Krakowski in the cast from the 1996 Broadway revival. Then we heard Patricia Lambert and Bill Newman from the 1960 London production with In a Little While. Then we heard the In a Little While reprise, sung by Will Chase and Nikki Renee Daniels from the new 2024 Broadway Revival recording. Then we heard Lawrence Clayton from the 96 Broadway Revival with the intro On a Stormy Night, followed by Jane Connell as Winifred singing Shy from the 1960 London cast recording. Then we heard The Minstrel, The Jester, and I, a song that's frequently cut, actually, from the show, sung by David Hibbert, Lawrence Clayton, and Heath Lamberts from the 1996 Revival. Then we heard Jane White and Robert Weil singing Sensitivity from the original 1959 Broadway production, followed by Sutton Foster, Michael Urie, and the cast singing The Swamps of Home from the 2024 Broadway recording. We heard from the 1959 Broadway cast Harry Snow, Matt Maddox, and Anna Jones with Normandy. We heard Thelma Ruby with Spanish Panic from the 1960 London production, and we concluded with Song of Love with David Aaron Baker, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the cast from the 1996 Broadway revival. Well, now it's time for Act Two of Once Upon a Mattress, and we're going to kick it off with the entr'acte from the orchestra from the 1996 Broadway revival.
Thank you. The queen insists on quiet. She's ordered 20 mattresses, the softest and the best, and she's threatened execution. We dare disturb the rest of her very special guest. She's ordered quiet. Quiet. The queen insists on quiet. She's ordered 20 mattresses, the softest and the best, and she threatens execution if we dare disturb the rest of her very special guest. She's ordered quiet, quiet, quiet.
She's ordered quiet, quiet, quiet.
Quiet,
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 quiet, quiet,
quiet, quiet,
please.
Sheets. Right.
Pillows.
Right.
Blankets.
Right.
Mattresses.
Right, right, right.
Bravo, bravissimo!
Ow! Oh!
The queen, 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 the
queen. Good night, sweet princess charming. Godspeed, milady Fred. The moon hangs high. The loon doth cry, 'tis time thou wert in bed, because tomorrow morning thou must be at thy best. I've called upon my angel choir to sing thee to thy rest.
Oh, listen to our even song as the bell warm and clear.
You got it that right.
All you really need is a good night's sleep. Good night, sweet princess. Good night.
And so, young Prince Valdair, after having slain the dragon Fafnir, rescued the princess Grigga, and together they mounted his horse Trigga, and rode off to the castle Wunderbar, where they were married and lived happily ever after. Well, I'm glad. They all lived happily, happily, happily ever after. The couple is happily leaving the chapel eternally tied. As the curtain descends, there is nothing but loving and laughter. When the fairy tale ends, the heroine's always a bride. Ella, the girl of the cinders, did the washing, the walls, and the winders. But she landed a prince who was brawny and blue-eyed and blonde. About that crazy lady with the wand. Cinderella had outside help. I have no one but me. Fairy godmother, 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 where can you be? I haven't got a fairy godmother. I haven't even got a godmother. I have a mother, a plain, ordinary woman. Snow White was so pretty, they tell us, that the queen was insulted and jealous when the mirror declared that Snow White was the fairest of all. She was dumped on the border, but was saved by some men who adored her. Oh, I grant you, they were small, but there were seven of them, practically a regiment. I'm alone in the night, by myself, not a dwarf, not an elf, not a goblin in sight. That girl had seven determined little men working day and night just for her. Oh, sure, the queen gave her a poison apple. Even so, she lived happily, happily, happily ever after. A magical kiss counteracted the apple eventually. Though I know I'm not clever, I'll do what they tell me I have to. I want some happily ever after to happen to me. Rapunzel had platinum tresses that were double the length of her dresses. She was kept in a tower for years by a wicked old witch. Till one night in despair down, she scrambled by letting her hair down. That's what I call quite a switch. I wonder, no, that'll never do. I'll be finished before I begin. And besides, I don't want to get out. I want to get in. I want to live happily, happily, happily ever after. I want to walk happily out of a chapel eternally tied. For I know that I'll never live happily ever after. Till after I'm a bride, then I'll be happily happy. Yeah, happily happy. And thoroughly satisfied.
Dauntless, your father must have a little chat with you. It's very important. Do your duty, sire.
What is it, Papa? What do you want to talk to me about? Stop. Look. Listen. Boy. Flower. Girl. Flower.
Boy, flower, girl, flower.
Oh, tell me more. I want to know about what getting married is for.
Seed fall
from girl flower, and by baby flower grow a butterfly. Oh, tell me why. Oh, father, tell me, father, don't be shy. Boy flower, girl flower, love each other. Boy flower, father. Girl flower mother. Yes, yes, but how? It's very interesting, but how? Oh, tell me now.
Oh. Oh.
B on boy flower.
Boy flower dust gets on B.
B flies to girl flower. Dust touches girl flower. Oh, I see. No, I don't see. It's very interesting, but still not clear to me.
Woman is like girl flower. Man is like bee. Man like boy flower?
Man, that's me. But tell me more. I've got to know about what getting married is for.
Sounds like Carrie. Sounds like Carrie. Mary. Oh, man and woman get married. Winifred and White. Love each other. Night. One night.
Yes, yes, one night. It's very interesting what happens in the night. What happens? What happens? Oh, tell me, father, please. Shall I go and pick some flowers? Shall I go and catch some bees?
And Princess Winifred. And I. Wrestle? Upside down?
The stork?
The stork will come and bring us a baby? Oh, Papa, I know all about the stork. Mama told me about the stork years ago.
Wait a minute, Papa.
Flower, seed, man, woman, bee, baby, small. It isn't the stork, it isn't the stork, it isn't the stork at all. Oh, life is grand, it's very interesting. I think I understand, I think I know. It's very interesting. Thank you, Father. And Father, I love you so.
I am far from sentimental or romantic, and I like to think I'm strictly up to date. But at times the dancing gets a bit too frantic in these hectic days of 1428. So indulge me if I pause to raise my chalice to a quaint and charming dance they used to do. In the days when my dear father played the palace back in 1392, my dad was debonair and quite as light as air. In his very soft shoes, how he could dip and glide and skip and slip and slide. In his very soft shoes I used to stand and watch him every day. He was always smooth and cool. I used to love to hear the people say he's a regular dancing fool. He barely touched the ground and never made a sound. Yet I noticed in all his reviews that when he took his bow to the crowd and the crowd went crazy and the house came down. When Daddy wore his very soft shoes.
I'm sorry, Harry. I panicked. I was just thinking about you. It was a terrible thing to run away like a coward. I love you so much. However, if you've changed your mind about me...
Yesterday, I loved you as never before. But please don't think me strange. I've undergone a change. And today I love you even more. My heart cannot be trusted. I give you fair warning. I openly confess. Tonight I love you less than I will tomorrow morning.
Yesterday I loved you as never before, but that was long ago, and now it's best you know that today I love you even more. My heart cannot be trusted. I give you fair warning. I tremble at your touch.
Yesterday, you seemed as lovely to me as anyone ever could be. Now I see what tricks my eyes can play. Yesterday, I must have been utterly blind, or else I was out of my mind, for I find you so much lovelier today.
Yesterday, in a little while, just a little while,
as never
you and I will
before,
be 1, 2, 3, 4.
But that was
in a little
long
while,
ago.
I will see your smile.
And now it's
on the
best
face of
you
my
know
son
that
to be
today I love
more.
You even
it's the way
more.
I have it planned.
My heart cannot be trusted. I give you fair warning. I openly confess, tonight I love you less than I will tomorrow morning.
It happened! It happened! The prophecy! The mouse devoured the hawk.
Look! Look! The queen can't talk!
I...
What?
I can!
The king talks!
And I've got a lot to say. Now you've asked for an Agravaine, and you've got it. From now on, when I say hop, I want you to hop! Now hop! Skip! Jump!
How did she stay awake? That pee was all this fall.
It wasn't the pee.
It wasn't the pee. It wasn't the pee at all. Oh, life is grand. It's very interesting. We think we understand. We think we know. It's very interesting. Thank you, Princess and Prince.
For a princess is a delicate thing.
Well, there you have Act Two of Once Upon a Mattress. We began with the entr'acte with the orchestra from the 1996 Broadway revival. Then from the 1959 original Broadway cast, we heard Jane White and the cast with Quiet. We heard Good Night, Sweet Princess from the 1996 Broadway revival with David Aaron Baker, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the cast. Then we heard the original Princess Winifred, Carol Burnett herself, from the 1959 Broadway production with Happily Ever After. We heard Michael Urie and a very silent David Patrick Kelly doing the man-to-man talk from the 2024 Broadway revival. We heard Max Wall doing Very Soft Shoes from the 1960 London production. Then we heard Yesterday I Loved You with Will Chase and Nikki Renee Daniels from the new 2024 Broadway revival cast recording. Then we heard Ginny Perlowin from the 1959 Broadway production with Nightingale Lullaby. And we heard the cast of the 1960 London production with the finale of Once Upon a Mattress. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to the wonderful score by Mary Rodgers and Marshall Bearer from Once Upon a Mattress. It's a delightfully fun, silly score. If you enjoyed the show, remember to send me your email comments. I'd love to hear from them. And also any suggestions for future shows, I always love to hear those too. Remember, the brand new revival recording of Once Upon a Mattress is now out. So make sure you give it a listen to buy a download. I think it's always good to support cast recordings financially. Don't just stream it, purchase it. So purchase a download. I will actually include a link so you can actually purchase the download directly from the record label. It's a great one to add to your collection. Anyway, join me again next week here at the Broadway Radio Show for another new episode